You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The insolvency process of debt-ridden Reliance Capital is set to be delayed as the National Company Law Tribunal on Tuesday stayed the resolution process on a plea by Torrent Group. This means the lenders would not be able to take a call on Hinduja Group's revised offer till January 12th, when the NCLT will next hear the matter. The interim stay was provided after Torrent Group filed an interlocutory application on Monday. Torrent Investments, a group company, filed a petition before NCLT seeking to direct RCAP's administrator not to accept Hinduja's revised bids that were submitted a day after the e-auctions ended. The petition was filed on Monday, a day before the crucial Committee of Creditors meeting was scheduled to take place to finalize the resolution process and decide the winning bidder. Meanwhile, outgoing Bharat Pay CEO Suhail Sameer will launch a new early-stage venture capital fund to invest in consumer tech and fintech startups along with two former co-founders. In an interaction with FE on Tuesday, Sameer said the early-stage fund would be domiciled in India but will have Indian as well as global investors. Though he did not share the corpus size, Sameer added that the general partners are existing startup investors. Sameer on Tuesday quit his role as the CEO of Bharat Pay and is transitioning into an advisor for the fintech unicorn. Bharat Pay said in a statement that he is stepping down from his role effective January 7th, while the company's current CFO, Nalin Negi, will be appointed as the interim CEO. The board of directors has retained a leading executive search firm to assist with succession planning and the critical CEO search, Bharat Pay added in its statement. In some more industry news, National Asset Reconstruction Company and Altum Investment and Infrastructure are leading the race to acquire two insolvent SREI companies as the challenge mechanism process adopted by creditors progressed late into Tuesday evening. A consortium of Varde Partners and Arena Investors, which was in the fray from the beginning of the CIRP process for the two NBFCs, is learned to have slipped to the third position as it dropped out in the initial rounds of the challenge mechanism for inviting fresh resolution plans from eligible prospective resolution applicants. All the three bidders, NARCL, the consortium of Varde Partners and Arena Investors, and Optum Investment, participated in the challenge mechanism process, which started early in the day. In some IPO-related news, the Securities and Exchange Board of India has asked Auravel Stays, the parent company of travel tech firm Oyo, to refile the draft papers for its initial public offering with applicable updates and revisions. The offer document was returned to the company with a said advisory on December 30th, according to an update on the regulator's website on Tuesday. The regulator has not elaborated on the kind of additional information it is seeking, but it may include revisions on basis for valuation, key performance indicators, risk factors, and outstanding litigations, according to reports. This might delay the Gurgaon-headquartered hospitality company's IPO by at least 3 months. The company had first filed preliminary documents with the regulator in September 2021. On to the economy sector. The Finance Ministry has asked all banks to nominate nodal officers who would act as a single point of contact for exporters and importers who wish to settle external trade in the domestic currency as it seeks to promote the so-called rupee trade in a big way. In a meeting last month, the Department of Financial Services also impressed on the banks to ensure that their relevant operating units are fully aware of the intricate details of the mechanism to settle external trade in the rupee so that they can help traders, official and banking sources told FE. Given the technical and other issues involved in the operationalization of such a mechanism, the government has asked the Indian Banks Association to conduct special drives and workshops to sensitize trade clients of banks. Already, the Reserve Bank of India has issued an FAQ in this matter. Lastly, Reliance Consumer Products, the FMCG arm and a wholly owned subsidiary of Reliance Retail Ventures, will acquire 50% stake in Gujarat-based Sosyo Hajuri Beverages, which owns and operates a beverage business under the flagship brand Sosyo, RCPL said in a press release. The existing promoters, Hajuri family, will continue to own the remaining stake in SHBPL. Sosyo is an Indian brand with around 100 years of legacy in carbonated soft drinks and juices. It has several beverage brands in its portfolio, including Sosyo, Kashmira, Lemmy, Ginlim, Runner, Opener, and Hajuri Soda. Speaking on the investment, Isha Ambani, Executive Director of RCPL, said, "This investment helps us take forward our vision of empowering local heritage brands and presenting them with new growth opportunities." You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.